Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building that classic jungle and old school drum and bass drum feel in Ableton Live 12, wide, shuffled, a little rough around the edges, and full of chopped vinyl character. The big idea here is not to make the drums super glossy or oversized in a modern pop way. We want them to feel alive, slightly unlocked, like they were pulled from a dusty break, chopped by hand, and pushed through a serious sound system. So think wide top texture, tight centered punch and movement that feels human instead of robotic. We're going to work in layers. That's the key. You want an impact layer for the kick and snare punch, a movement layer for shuffle and ghost notes, and an air layer for stereo texture and grime. If you keep that mindset from the start, the whole process gets much easier. First, choose a source break that already has personality. Amen style breaks are the obvious classic choice, but any dusty loop with ghost notes, little timing variations, and strong transients can work. Drag it into an audio track and make sure warp is on. For this style, beats mode is usually the best place to start because it keeps the drums punchy. If the loop is really tonal or messy, you can experiment with Complex Pro later, but don't go there first unless you need to. Now we chop it. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing if you want the natural drum hits to remain intact, or use a fixed rhythmic slice mode if you want a stricter chopped pattern. Ableton will create a drum rack, and now you can treat the break like a sampler. This is where the old school feel starts to show up, because you're no longer just looping a file, you're performing the break. Next, build a shuffle pattern in MIDI. Don't think in terms of a straight loop. Think in terms of a broken, breathing groove. Put your main snare on the back beats, usually 2 and 4. Then add ghost notes before those main hits, maybe a kick that pushes into the groove from an offbeat position, and some little hat or break tick slices to keep the motion rolling. A great tip here is to resist the urge to quantize everything perfectly. A jungle break feels good because it's a little loose in the right places. Some hits can sit a touch early, some a touch late. That slight push and pull is a huge part of the vibe. Now let's add swing the Ableton way. Open the groove pool and pull in a groove template, or even better, a groove extracted from a break that already swings well. Apply it to your MIDI clip and start with timing around the middle range, maybe around 55 to 65%. Keep random low, just a little velocity movement, and listen carefully. You want the rhythm to bounce, not wobble apart. If it starts feeling drunk in a bad way, back it off. The goal is deliberate looseness. At this point, the drums should already have some character, but they probably still feel too flat in the stereo image. Here's where a lot of producers make a mistake. They widen the whole break equally. Don't do that. That often kills the punch and makes the mono compatibility fall apart. Instead, keep the core centered and widen only the upper texture. Your low drum energy, especially anything tied to kick weight and snare impact, should stay focused in the middle. Then create a duplicate track for your wide layer. On that duplicate, high pass the low end, somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on the source. Then add subtle widening tools like chorus ensemble, a short delay trick, or light stereo effect. Keep it tasteful. One subtle chorus and one short delay style move is usually enough. If you stack too many wideners, the groove goes hollow fast. This wide layer is where the chopped vinyl character really comes alive. Add some saturator and drive it gently, maybe a few dB. With soft clipping on if it feels right. Then try drum bus for a little bite and density. Vinyl distortion can be great here too, but use it like seasoning, not the whole meal. A little bit of redux can also add that crunchy old sampler edge, just enough to suggest degradation without destroying the transients. You want the hats to get a little grainy, the snare tail to get a bit dirtier, and the whole texture to feel like it has history. A really useful trick is to make sure the core drum hits remain clean while the top layer carries the mess. That contrast is what sells the illusion. The listener hears a solid center and a wider, dirtier halo around it. That's the jungle sweet spot. Now let's talk about ghost notes. In this style, ghost notes are not just decoration. They're arrangement. They're what keeps the break breathing. If they're too loud, the pattern gets cluttered. If they're too quiet, the shuffle loses its personality. So treat them like small pushes of momentum. You can lower or raise individual slice levels in the drum rack, or adjust clip gain if a hit sticks out too hard. The goal is a controlled unevenness, not random chaos. If you want even more density, build a parallel grime path. You can do this with a return track or by duplicating the drum track. On that grime layer, add a little saturation, some compression, and an EQ that removes the low end so it doesn't fight the main drums. Glue compressor works beautifully here with a modest ratio and a fairly quick release. The point is to thicken the groove, not flatten it. When blended underneath the clean drums, it gives you that recorded on tape, pushed through a box feeling that works so well in old school DNB. Another important thing. Keep checking mono early. Don't wait until the end. Jungle processing can sound huge in stereo and suddenly weak in mono, if you're not careful. So while you're building the wide layer, toggle mono occasionally and listen. If the break loses weight, reduce the width, clean up the low mids, or pull some of the stereo effect back. The drums need to survive on small speakers too. Now let's shape motion over time. A loop that repeats the same way for too long will lose energy, especially in drum and bass. So every few bars, change something small, swap a ghost note. Open the filter a little. Bring in a short fill. Nudge the width. Change the distortion amount slightly. These micro changes keep the drums feeling performed rather than pasted in. A classic jungle move is the half bar or one bar pickup before a drop. Pull the kick out for a moment. Let the break slices stutter. Maybe automate a little extra delay or filter movement, and then slam the full drum image back in on the drop. That little moment of controlled chaos is pure old school energy. It's one of the fastest ways to make the arrangement feel alive. For darker or heavier DNB, you can lean into the shadowy side of the break. Try filtering the texture layer a bit darker, using drum bus for a harder smack, or building a separate dust layer from the break itself. High pass it, reduce its transience, add a little saturation or downsampling, and tuck it low in the mix. That kind of layer doesn't need to be obvious. It just adds atmosphere, like tape hiss around the groove. You can also experiment with stereo movement that changes with frequency, not just with the width knob. That means widening the upper mids and hats first, while keeping the center focused on the kick and snare body. That's a much smarter way to create size. A break feels bigger when the top is lively and the core is stable. If you want a simple target, here's a strong working structure. One mono core layer, one wide texture layer, and one return for grime or air. That's enough. You do not need 10 stereo effects. A clean centered hit, a dirty shuffled top, and a little parallel energy underneath can get you very far. As you arrange, let the drums evolve. Every 8 bars, consider changing one slice or one ghost note. In the intro, maybe start with just the filtered top texture. Bring in the core later. In the first drop, keep the main groove stable but vary a detail every couple of bars. In the breakdown or pre-drop, thin things out, get a little wetter, and then restore the full punch right before the section lands. That contrast is what makes the return feel massive. Here's a quick self-check as you work. Does the break still hit in mono? Does the shuffle feel obvious but not cheesy? Are the chop details supporting the groove instead of distracting from it? And most importantly, does the drums and bass relationship still feel balanced? If the bass is dark and rolling, the break texture might need to live higher and leaner so the mix stays clear. So to recap, the recipe is: slice a break, program a human shuffle, apply groove lightly, keep the low-end impact centered, widen only the upper texture, add vinyl-style grit with tasteful processing, and automate small changes so the loop evolves like a real jungle record. If you get that balance right, you'll have drums that feel wide, alive, and chopped with character, but still tight enough for a modern DNB mix. That's the sweet spot. That's the vibe. Now go build it, and don't be afraid to make the break a little ugly in the right places. That's where the magic is.